I avoid. You're most welcome to Dhamma Hadir, the English Dhamma discussion telecast every Monday via the Buddhist TV. So, we have been having a series of discussions about Panchopadana Kanda with your well-known resource person, Professor Ravi Kokkilage. And we thought today we'll just take up another, of course it's not another subject, but we'll just penetrate into the more practical side of it. However, for the viewers who are with us for the first time, I would like to introduce Professor to you once again. He is Professor Ravi Kokkilage, the former Deputy Vice Chancellor Academic of Sir John Kothalawala Defence University. Professor is an engineer and he is a meditation teacher with overseas experience. And we have been having a series of discussions, recently we have been discussing the subject of Panchopadana Kanda. Sir, let me start like this. Now, I know that I have raised this question before, but still, there is a lot of concern about this matter that I am going to talk about. That is the concept, the Trilakkhana the Buddha has disseminated. The Buddha has told that it is Anicca, Dukkha and Anatma. Or Anitya, Dukkha, Anatma are the Trilakkhana. But there is this, discussionable, subject of Anitya. That is, people ask me, people or sometimes write to us, whether it is Anitya or Anicca. And then some people argue that it is not Anitya but Anicca. What is the best possible answer that you can give, whether both are same or whether two belong to two languages, Pali and Sanskrit? That is how I understand it.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, you are correct. Those two terms, Anicca is from Pali language. Yeah. In Tripitaka, in Pali, in Suttas, we find the term Anicca. But in Sanskrit, it's known as Anitya, and even Sinhala language we use the Anitya term and sometimes Anichang. Like both terms. Sinhala we have many Sanskrit and Pali terms, but important fact here is both referring to the same thing.
Okay.
Whether it is Anicca or Anitya, it is referring to the same meaning.
Okay.
So many suttas we can find this Anicca term. For example, yada nichang tan dukkang.
Okay.
Yada nichang anichang. Right? Yada nichang tan dukkang. Then many places Buddha is asking, for example, our eye, whether it is Nicca or Anicca. Our eye, Chakkum Bhikkave Nicchang va Anicchang. Right?
Yeah.
Then there also the Anicca term is there because it is in Pali. Right? So the same thing you can talk, it's the, even if we use the term Anitya, it is referring to the basically same thing. But the problem is, what's the meaning of it? So
I think that's quite an issue, because yes. The people who argue, they say like, now everything is subject to change, if that is the meaning of Anitya. And if everything is subject to change, they raise this question whether it's necessarily, whether the changeable manner, whether it leads to dukkha, because sometimes some changes are for good. That yes. is how they argue.
Yes. Now you are assuming this meaning of the term anicca or anitya yeah. is changing.
Yeah, that is what they say.
Yes.
So that is what they say that people think.
One interpretation.
Yes, that's one interpretation.
Yeah. These days we can hear so many other interpretations yes. as well. We can refer to Buddha's discourses directly. Anyway, before go to that, these are the most important three characteristics in Buddhism. Trilakkhana, anicca, dukkha, anatta. Right? So, one has to realize these three when progressing along the path leading to Nibbana. So realizing anitya also same as in other terms realizing Four Noble Truths, because ultimate aim arahantship, to become arahant you need to use three characteristics again and again to realize the truth. Truths are Four Noble Truths, right?
Yeah.
So this is the path, I mean. But path, when we say path, we are referring to Arya Ashtangika Magga.
Mm-hmm.
It is also from Four Noble Truths, the fourth one.
Yeah.
We have discussed about that starting from Sammaditti,
mm-hmm.
right? Noble Eightfold Path. So, going along the path, one has to develop these in order to understand the, or realize the Four Noble Truths, right? Follow the path shown by Buddha. So, the path described as Arya Ashtangika Magga.
Mm-hmm.
Then, another place you can find, if you use this anicca sanya, or dukkha sanya or anatta sanya, you can use it to realize Four Noble Truths.
Okay.
Right? Then again, another one is the Satara Satipatthana.
Okay.
Right? So that is also path. In Satipatthana Sutta, it is clearly saying this is the only path to realize Four Noble Truths or attaining Magapala, right? So whatever terms we use, all of those are referring to the practically same realization you are getting,
mm-hmm.
right? Whether you may say I am following Arya Ashtangika Magga, or another person say I am practicing for foundations of mindfulness Satara Satipatthana,
mm-hmm.
right? Another person might tell I am practicing this anicca sanya, right? But for what? The aim is to realize Magapala,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
We know we have discussed those Magapala, so on, Sakrudagami, Anagami and Arahant, right? So those are the aims. So it is possible to achieve by practicing any of these. Now, to answer this question, what is anicca? Or the meaning of this, right? Again, we have to think about worldly way how to see anicca and the lokottara side, that is supramundane lokottara path. There's a difference between laukika or worldly level,
mm-hmm.
and the supramundane level, right? Now, many interpretations we can hear, the meaning of anicca is change in nature or impermanent nature.
Yeah, impermanence.
Yeah. impermanence. So we are talking about something in the world.
Yeah.
It is changing. For example, these flowers, they are changing. Or our own body is changing, right?
Yes.
Like aging, decay, like that. So this is, you have to, you know, understand, we are talking in a worldly way. So this is not the Lokottara path. So this is something to, of course, worldly or Laukika Arishtangika Magga. Also, one has to practice that to enter to the Lokottara Arishtangika Magga, right? So Laukika Arishtangika Magga starts with this Sammaditti known as Kammasakata Sammaditti.
Mm-hmm.
You're understanding about karma pala, right?
Okay.
So whatever acts or deeds, whether it is good one or bad one, pin or pow, you are getting the results according to that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that understanding gives you the worldly level samadhi. So based on that, there can be Eightfold Path, Arishtangika Magga. Right? So there we accept worldly things. Right? But in this supramundane, or the Lokottara path, the Lokottara Sammaditti is to go beyond this worldly beliefs.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So then this Anicca Sanya, there's a very good discourse
mm-hmm.
in this Sanyukta Nikaya called Anicca Sanya Sutra.
Okay.
Anicca Sanya Sutra. There Buddha has clearly explained what Anicca Sanya is. So initially he was telling Anicca Sanya Bhikkave Bhavita Bahulikata.
Mm-hmm.
You have to use this again and again.
Practice.
Practice.
Mm-hmm.
This Anicca Sanya.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, what will be the results? Sabbam Kamaragam Pariyadiyati. Kamaraga. You know, you can remove or eradicate Kamaraga. Then sabbam bhavaragam pariyadiyati, you can remove bhavaraga. Sabbam avijjang pariyadiyati, avijja. Then sabbam asmimanam pariyadiyati, asmimana. Right? So those are our defilements, keles. Right? How to remove those?
You can.
Asmimana is kind of a personal
ego.
Ego.
Okay.
It is a little bit different from Sakkaya Ditti.
Fine.
Asmimana.
Some pride.
Yeah. You can remove Asmimana only from Anagami to Arahant level.
Okay.
The Sakkaya Ditti you remove at the first stage, no?
Mm-hmm.
Sotapatti
okay.
level.
Since you brought up Sakkaya Ditti, there
yes.
is another question regarding Sakkaya Ditti. From our viewers, let's say, that is, if Sakkaya Ditti, now usually on attaining the first step step of the path, that is Sovahan, or the first sainthood, step of sainthood, Sovahan, now they say that Sakkaya Ditti, Vichikiccha and Silabbata Paramasa are totally eradicated.
Yes.
So, the question is, if Sakkaya Ditti is the ego, and if it is eradicated, but isn't it the last step? Doesn't it happen during when one attains arahatship? Then what is Sakkaya Ditti if it is totally
yeah,
eradicated
yeah.
within the when you reach the first step of sainthood?
So answer is there. This asmimana.
Okay.
Even you remove Sakkaya Ditti, still there's a kind of personal belief. This is called asmimana. Right? That's why even Sovan person, next two defilements, so Sanyojana,
mm-hmm.
are the Kamaraga and Patiga.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If there's no person, how can these two arise? Attachments, and aversions.
However, I guess they are weaker than that weaker. Of ours.
Yes, yes. So, you really know when from Samadhi, there cannot be any person. This kind of cause and effect went, and this Panchopadana Kandas arising according to this Paticca Samuppanna nature, right? So, I think we have described all those things in our previous discussions, what Paticca Samuppada and so on. Now, with Samadhi, you have a clear idea what is going on. Mm-hmm. But still, due to your, you know, samsaric habits, still there's something remaining.
Okay.
It's something like, if we take an example, like now we have this clock there. Maybe our viewers can think about their home clock on the wall.
Yeah.
Right? Now, sometimes due to some failure, it may not work. Right? Mm-hmm. Right? So, then you know it is not working until you fix it. Let's say 2-3 days it is not working. Right? But due to habit, whenever you want to know the time, you might look at that side. But you know it is not working. But still this habitual action is there.
Yeah, I think that is very prominent, like once you wear the wristwatch.
Yes.
And one day you forget to wear it, but you still look at your wrist to see.
That's right.
Yes.
So that kind of thing, this is called asmimana, is remaining. And the mana. Mana is one of other sanyojanas. Mana is, you are comparing. You compare yourself to others. Whether you are high or low or equal.
And probably you feel superior.
Yes. This is also due to this asmimana. Even you given up your sakkaya ditti, still there is something remaining. Right? So that is called asmimana. Okay? Very subtle level. Right? Now, definitely you do not have that I came from previous births and going on in future and so on. That personal belief is not there. That is sakkaya ditti. But still there is something remaining, known as asmimana. Right? So, now, okay, coming back to our, this anicca sanya. So, as I mentioned, now, in this sutta, anicca sanya sutta, so I am referring my own book because we had a long discussion about this anicca sanya, because I thought this really important to see what Buddha has mentioned about this anicca sanya. So, first, he has mentioned anicca sanya bhikkhave bhavita bahulikata. You have to use it again and again to overcome all your defilements. Right? Now, at the end of the sutta, Buddha himself asking the question, how one should practice this anicca sanya? And with what? You should practice anicca sanya, right? That is again with these five skandhas, pancha upadana skandhas. Rupa upadana skandha, Vedana upadana skandha, Sanya upadana skandha, and Sankara upadana skandha, and also the Vijnana upadana skandha. Right? So we have talked about that. In short, these are the dukkha. Itself, sankittena panchupadana kanda dukkha, right? To overcome this, or to see, realize the truth about each of these, you have to practice anicca sanya. So Buddha is telling, you have to develop anicca sanya with rupa. and Vedana and Sanya, Sankara and Vinyana, right? Then, now normally we are referring to Rupa. When you say Anicca, it is changing, right? We are referring to a Rupa.
Yes.
In this case, this flower, so our body, that's a Rupa. That's why I mentioned they are worldly level things, right? Belongs to world. Now, we used to say it is the change in nature. But Buddha has used some other terms for changing. Explain the changing.
Okay.
That is, one is viparinama. Viparinama is the changing.
There's one called viparinama dukkho.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That is the changing or impermanent nature. It is not anicca. Yes, this even this suttas I mentioned, for example, Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, right? It's asking Chakkhum Bhikkhave Nicchang va Anicchang, right? There are many such suttas in even Mahapunnama Sutta also, similar questions being asked. Now, then the answer was Anicca. Then it's asking if something is anicca, whether it is sukha or dukkha, sukham va dukkham. Then answer was dukkha. So that is matching with the other nicchan tan dukkham as well. If something is anicca, characteristic is there, it is dukkha, right? Other nicchan tan dukkham. Then he is again telling, if something, for example, our eye is anicca and dukkha and also viparinam, right?
Okay.
So again, using another term, viparinamara is the changing.
Which means there are two. There are two,
yes,
different meanings.
Two different meanings. So we get confused, viparinama, meaning of viparinama also the same thing as anicca. So that's why this anicca sanya is very important. And also the anicca sanya, now Buddha has asked to practice anicca sanya with this pancha upadana kandas to become a sovan person or sotapatti. Right?
Okay.
Then for the sovan person, also again practice anicca sanya in this pancha upadana skanda to become sakadagami and so on. Up to arahanship we are supposed to practice anicca sanya.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Sir, I have a question now.
Yes.
Now just you said a sovan person, though he has eradicated Sakkāya Ditthi,
Sīlabbata Parāmāsa, yes.
He has mana.
Yes.
He has mana to
yes.
some extent. Of course, it is weaker than that of a normal person, of a normal lay person.
Yes, very subtle level, we should say. Yeah.
Okay. What I'm going to ask is, now it is at a very subtle level. So is it at a subtle level that will gradually disappear within seven lives? Now, what I'm asking is, even though a sovahan person does not try hard to attain arahatship, if he just relaxes,
yes,
does this mana disappear on its own within seven lives?
Yes, yes. Not only mana, all 10 sanyojanas.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
To become arahant,
yes.
you have to give up, eradicate all 10 sanyojanas. But becoming sotapatti, you have already removed 3.
Yeah.
So only 7 remaining.
So the other 7, do they automatically weaken and disappear?
Not
if one
not
does not try to attain arahatship.
Well, so it is clearly mentioned, so one person will not reborn 8 times. Nate bhavang atta mangadiyanti.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
Only 7 births. No 8th
yeah.
birth. Nate bhavang atta mangadiyanti. that in I think Ratana Sutra. So this sahavasa dasana sampadaya tasa dhamma jahita bhanti sakkaya ditti vichikicchi tancha silabbatam vapi adatti kinchi. Those are the three sanyojanas eradicating in becoming a so one person. Then natebhavan atta mangadiyanti.
Yeah.
No more eight birth.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Seven is the maximum. Now, what would happen is if a so one person try again even the same life, there's a possibility of even becoming arahant. So, if
what
that
if
happens,
he does not try.
Does not try, then he's still, you know, so one person, you know, is not going to reborn in dugati. Satara Dugati,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So he's avoiding very bad karmas.
Because he's in a very safe state.
Yes, yes. So tendency is developing more and more kusal.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
And when you are doing more and more kusal, there's a very high tendency of developing your mind further.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So,
so you mean it will happen by default, like
yes,
you will develop your mind more.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine if you are avoiding those dasa akusal or even the pancha sila,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah, the keeping five precepts.
Mm-hmm.
Tendency is your mind developing. You know, you are avoiding bad things. So there's a very high tendency. One thing you may develop your samadhi because less defilements,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yes, your sila is improving,
mm-hmm.
right? So with sila, there's a very high tendency your mind will be very calm.
Yes.
So when calm mind, very easily, you know, and of course you have heard Dhamma. That's
yeah.
why you became. Sotapatti, if you hear Dhamma again, there's a very high tendency to develop your mind further levels. So,
okay.
It is reasonable to think of like seven birth, right? Seven life. Even if you do not try previous six lives, there's a very high tendency that you'll become an arahant, and Buddha has clearly mentioned that. So we have to accept.
Yeah. Yeah, because sometimes it may be something beyond, you know, limits of thinking.
Yeah, but logically we can think becoming arahant means you are realizing this Trilakkhana, Four Noble Truths.
Becoming Sotapatti, you mean?
No.
Arahant. Okay.
Yeah, the full realization.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it can happen. Sotapatti only partly you realize. Right? That's why still there are some other defilements
mm-hmm.
remaining.
Mm-hmm.
Like as I mentioned, Kamaraga Patiga, and also you ask this mana is there. Mana, Uddaccha, Avijja, and so on. Especially Avijja. So when you become arahants only, you remove all sort of asesa viragamana without any remaining. Avijja yatteva asesa viraga nirodha, sankhara nirodha. So that happens when you become an arahant. Right? Okay. let's come back to this. What anicca sanyara is. Still I have not explained.
Yes.
So I have given some clues because we strongly believe anicca means changing. Or very often, and especially English translations, we get impermanence,
mm-hmm.
right? Impermanent nature.
Mm-hmm.
But this Pali term, how Buddha has explained, he is asking how one should develop this anicca sanya with these five rupa. Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, Vijnana. He asked the question and then giving the answer. Right? Answer is, now, Anicca, Sanya, of rupa. Katam bhavita cha bhikkave anicca sanya katam bahuli kata. That means how. How do you practice anicca sanya? So, then he is asking, iti rupang, iti rupassa samudayo, iti rupassa attangamo. That is anicca sanya about rupa. So, three things. Iti rupang, this is the rupa. Right? Then iti rupassa samudayo. This is the samudaya of it. How it arises. Right? What are the causes? Samudaya. You know, dukkha and dukkha samudaya. Similarly, rupa and rupa samudaya. Iti rupassa samudayo. Then iti rupassa attangamo. That's the third one. Iti rupassa attangamo. Attangamo, I can think it's similar to nirodha. It's no more there, right? So, attangama. So, when samudera is not there, it is the attangama. If samudera is there, it is there, right? So, this is when you read this sutta carefully, you may realize, so anicca sanya is three things, not just changing. So, what is rupa? What is the samudaya of it? Then the attangama, the ceasing or nirodha. Right? So, if one can realize these three things, then it is referring to anicca sanya. Right? That is the anicca sanya Buddha advises us to develop. Bhavita bahuli vikata. Practice, right? Then only you can remove this kama raga, bhava raga, and so on, avijja, asmimana, all those keles, so defilements, you can remove that type of anicca sanya. He was not telling, see the change in nature, right? He is referring three things. If anicca sanya of rupa, what is rupa, what is the samudaya of it, and the attangam. Okay. So one has to see all three things. Mm-hmm. Then only you are practicing anicca sanya according to Buddha's teaching. Mm-hmm. So this sutta, you can find in name is anicca sanya sutta. Mm-hmm. It is available in Sanyukta Nikaya 3. Khanda Sanyukta Puppavag. Khanda Sanyukta Puppavag. Right? So if any of our viewers willing to read it, it's a very important sutta. I have not read whole Tripitaka, but this is the only place I found.
Explanation
of anicca sanya. Other places Buddha was just telling you practice anicca sanya. Right? But how to practice it? It is clearly explained in this Anicca Sanya Sutra of Sanyukta Nikaya 3. Khanda Sanyukta Puppavagga. Right? So, same thing repeating for Vedana, Sanya, Sankara and Vijnana. Anicca Sanya you have to develop. So, what is Vedana? What is the samudaya of it? What is the attangami? Right?
Okay.
Like that. You can refer to other three as well. Rupa, Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, Vijnana. So what is the purpose of this practicing anicca sanya is to know the truth about each of these. Know the truth about rupa. Know the truth about Vedana. Know the truth about sanya. Know the truth about Sankara and Vijnana. Mm-hmm. Right? Truth in the sense the Yathabhuta, that is existing truth, not what we believe. Right? There are two things, what we used to believe and what is the exact truth. Mm-hmm. So, exact truth is whether Buddha is there or not, it is there. Mm-hmm. That's why anybody can realize this. So this, if we try to explain this further, now when you hear this first time, sometimes you may get confused because this lokottara level, or when you tell something, go beyond our worldly views.
Yes.
Right? We used to believe rupa is there. So, very difficult to understand. That's why you need to develop your wisdom as well, and also Buddha advised to use similes to explain this, and he has used so many similes. And very often we took various similes. Remember that dog example?
Yes.
Dog peeping to water.
Water.
Right? Yes. So, what is happening there? Dog believes another dog is there. That's why I can see a dog. Right? So, now this dog is strongly believing there's another dog in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's why I can see like a dog. But for us, there's no dog in the water.
For it us, is it's a reflection.
Reflection of the same dog. Right?
Yeah.
Now, this, if we advise this dog to realize the truth, you practice anicca sanya.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that is why we are also practicing, no? The anicca sanya or vidarshana.
Yeah.
Right? So many traditions they used to practice vidarshana. You see the impermanent nature, changing nature. For example, our own body changing nature, or the outside objects, they are changing. Right? So if we advise the dog to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, you practice anicca sanya. How to practice? If we use the earlier meaning, anicca is changing.
Mm-hmm.
So dog might think, okay, there's a dog there. It is changing.
Okay.
Right? Changing, changing, changing. Mm-hmm. Impermanent, impermanent, impermanent.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So will it realize the truth?
I don't think so.
Yeah. There's no way to realize the truth because it believes there's a dog and it is changing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that meditation, it's a kind of meditation, no?
Yes.
We are practicing anicca.
Yeah.
Right? Seeing the impermanent nature.
Mm-hmm.
So, there are some benefits by doing that. Because initially dog might be very angry,
mm-hmm.
barking towards the water, thinking that there's another dog, right? So this meditation would help it to reduce that anger.
Sure.
Okay, dog is mm-hmm. there, but it is changing, impermanent dog. So why should I get angry?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Similarly, if it is, get attached.
Mm-hmm.
This anicca sanya helps to reduce the attachment.
Okay.
For us also, mm-hmm. right? Maybe when you see someone very attractive,
mm-hmm.
if you practice anicca sanya, you can reduce that attachment. Even angry person, if you practice anicca sanya, you can reduce your anger. So this worldly level of anicca sanya, or the seeing impermanent nature of what is existing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rupa is changing.
Mm-hmm.
By practicing that, you can remove two kind of defilements, your attachments and
mm-hmm.
aversion.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it is beneficial.
Yeah.
But the problem is, one has to question whether you realize the truth. So if the dog practiced anicca sanya that way, okay, there's a dog, but it is changing.
Yes.
It can reduce anger, it can reduce attachment,
okay.
but How about the moha? It can reduce lobha and dosa.
Not really.
But the moha.
Moha will remain.
Moha will remain. So this is the important point. Mm-hmm. One has to think. That's why that is only worldly way of practicing.
Okay.
This is not the supramundane path.
Okay.
Still you are practicing is worldly way. So that's why I mentioned there are two paths.
Mm-hmm.
Both use the same name, Arishtangika Magga.
Mm-hmm.
But one is Laukika, worldly level. Worldly level, it helps you to go up to Sugatis,
mm-hmm.
escape from Dugati, Satara Dugati, Satara Paya, and reborn in Sugatis.
Yeah.
If you practice worldly level, Anicca Sanya, the change in nature.
But being born in Sugati also is impermanent.
I won't use this impermanent thing because
carry on, yes.
It is not a permanent thing. Because, then you will be permanently in samsara.
Exactly.
Because your moha is there, the delusion. And it will not remove your sakkaya ditti.
Mm-hmm.
That's the important message. Because many used to believe, if I practice this anicca sanya, this rupa, those are changing, my body is changing.
Mm-hmm.
If I see this anicca nature, the change in nature, right? They use the anicca term, but change in nature, they are looking at the change in nature, then I can realize remove those three defilements, sakkaya ditti and so on, become sotapatti person. I think if you use your wisdom to see this anicca sanya sutta, you will realize it won't happen.
Definitely.
Right? So probably next time we'll talk about the other way, how to practice anicca sanya to
remove the
supramundane way, or how to remove your moha delusion.
Okay.
Right? I don't think we have enough time.
Yes.
To go
so
for that.
With that, Professor, we'll continue talking about this continue this discussion about anicca. And we'll also discuss in detail how to do it in the, or how to, the supramundane angle of it will be discussed the next Monday. So thank you very much, Professor Ravi Koggalage, for dedicating your time on behalf of our viewers. And viewers, I'm sure, now we began with a question about anitya, whether it's anitya or anicca, and then we had this question of what is exactly the meaning of anicca or anitya, and so on. So within this deep discussion, I would say, you would have had many questions, you would have had doubts, or maybe I'm sure you have more comments. So if you have, please write to us, or you can even, our address, the producer, the Mahadeya, the Buddhist TV, Sri Sambodhi Vihara, Colombo 7, and you can also email to Professor, so you can tell them your email address.
Yes, my email address is koggalage@yahoo.com, koggalage@yahoo.com, and also
your website.
Yeah, when you see this book, Anicca Sanya Sutta, this for free distribution, but I do not post it to anyone. So if anyone wants to collect, they have to come to one of our sessions. They are also free every Saturday morning at Subhadra Ramen Gegode. Our sessions are there. But only few books are remaining. I have to mention that as well. You can download the PDF of this free.
That's going to be very useful.
From my website, ravi.harimaga.com. ravi.harimaga.com. harimaga.com.
Okay, so with that, I'm sure you will get the maximum out of this discussion. You can definitely forward your questions to either us or Professor Koggalage. And as we put a comma to our program, we'll move on to the next part two of this the next Monday. Thank you so much for being with us. May the most noble Triple Gem bless you as always. We love Q and A. Hari made the love you got a pit. I don't know. 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 I don't know.